Welcome back. Israel has been intensifying its attacks on the Gaza Strip. The increase in violence has some observers suggesting Israel may be nearing the end of its war on Gaza. So, if Israel is planning to end the conflict soon, has it achieved the objectives it set out almost 3 weeks ago? Tzipi Livni outlined her government's aims at the start of the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. The first was to target Hamas directly. The idea was to damage the group's military so thoroughly that they could no longer fire rockets into Israel. They also wanted to bring the Gaza-Egypt border under control. Israel says weapons, money and fighters have been smuggled through tunnels beneath the border, allowing Hamas to continue to operate. We're still joined by our guests in Paris, Patrick Seale, in Doha, Abdelbari Atwan, and joining us now in this part of the show, Ephraim Imbar, a politics professor at Bar-Ilan University and the director of its Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. Thanks for joining us, Professor Imbar. At this moment in time, we know what Israel's objectives were in going into this war. At this moment in time, with over 1,000 Palestinians killed, conservatives estimates saying that more than a third of them are children, do those figures make you feel uncomfortable at all?
I think the moral responsibility on the war rests obviously on Hamas. It was Hamas that has launched for 8 years many missiles into Israeli population centers. And just before the Israeli war started, they decided not to extend the ceasefire. And enough was enough. I think the Israelis decided that they are no longer ready to tolerate this type of situation. And probably no other sovereign state in the world would have tolerated it. And as a result of that, we went into Gaza.
Okay, so if those figures were 10,000 or 20,000, sorry to interrupt you, if those figures were 10,000 or 20,000 or 30,000, it doesn't matter because in your eyes, Hamas is morally responsible for their deaths.
Yes, I think that definitely. Hamas started the war. Hamas is intent on destroying the Jewish state. This is part of its ideology. And the Israeli war is self-defense, which is recognized by the entire world. And actually, as you yourself mentioned in the program, most of the world sides with Israel and expects Israel to administer a heavy blow to Hamas, who is a radical terrorist Islamic organization that wants to undermine most of the Arab regimes and, as I mentioned before, to destroy the Jewish state.
Abdelbari Atwan, how would you respond to Ephraim Imbar? Are you surprised at his stance?
Well, I'm not only surprised, I'm shocked to hear that somebody is defending the death of children and women and massacres taking place in Gaza, in a caged place in Gaza. I think the people in Gaza are living in a concentration camp now, even worse than a concentration camp, because even the concentration camps, Jewish concentration camps, were not bombed from air or from the sea or from the grounds as what's happening now in Gaza itself. So I think, you know, this is the only conflict on earth where the civilian cannot have a safe route to go to safety places. The Israeli are asking the people there to leave their houses in order to bomb it, and then they don't tell them where to go because they seal the border completely. So this is appalling to be defended and to be justified by primitive rockets, which launched by Hamas, managed to kill only 13 people in the last 7 years. So I think anybody who would justify the death of civilian, of children, as we see in Gaza, is actually supporting crimes against humanity. So we have to, as a journalist, we have to side with the victims, with the innocent people, and also being a Jew actually should be extremely sympathetic with those victims, because you cannot actually bombarding us about the atrocities practiced against the Jew, and at the same time you support these kind of atrocities, massacres taking place in Gaza now, simply and against people who are helpless and defenseless.
Okay, let's go to Patrick Seale now and talk a little bit about the PA and Mahmoud Abbas. In trying to delegitimize Hamas, as Israel has claimed at the beginning of this war, has it ironically, in the eyes of many in the Arab and Muslim world, delegitimized the PA and Mahmoud Abbas?
Well, I think he is one of the casualties of this terrible conflict. I mean, the truth is that as the Arab states have been unable to protect the Palestinians, the initiative has gone to radical movements. And what we are seeing and will see, of course, is more radicalization of the region. Now, Israel is not against that. It's tried, indeed, to radicalize the Palestinians. It doesn't like Palestinian moderates because it would have to negotiate with them. Now, this whole campaign has got very little to do, actually, with the rockets, the poor Qassam rockets, which Hamas launched. That is just the pretext, which Israeli propaganda, as we've heard from Mr. Inbar, alleges. The real aim is to destroy the two-state solution once and for all, to push Gaza into the hands of the Egyptians, rid Israel of that problem, and then, of course, to continue the occupation of and absorption of the West Bank and push what's left of it and its populations into Jordan. Now, that is why, of course, Egypt is aware of this threat, Jordan is aware of this threat. That's why Egypt didn't open the Rafah crossing, and that's why Jordan is now tilting towards Hamas, aware of the threat to it of Israel's policy. Now, what is, of course, required is an immediate ceasefire on both sides, followed by withdrawal of Israel and a lifting of the siege, followed by Palestinian elections to produce a new Palestinian leadership, united leadership. And then, of course, a major effort by the whole international community, America, the EU, the Russians, the United Nations, to rein in Israel and make it see sense and give peace a chance. That's what's required.
Okay.
This blaming of Hamas is total propaganda.
Okay. Let's go to Mr. Inbar. Interesting that Patrick mentioned the idea of radicalization. Yuri Avneri, a peace activist in Israel, a man who's a bit more dovish than you are, said in an op-ed that this assault on Gaza will, in the future, create Hamas times 1,000. Don't you fear that?
I think Hamas is there to stay. Unfortunately, Hamas is very popular among the Palestinians because they are probably more honest than the Fatah and the Abu Mazen people. And this is precisely why Israel's goal is not to remove Hamas from Gaza. I think we are realistic. I actually agree with Patrick Thiel that we are further away from the two-state solution because the Palestinian national movement failed to establish a state. What we see is further fragmentation of the Palestinians.
Do you also agree with him that you were espousing Israeli propaganda? That's what he also said.
Well, I think this is his own propaganda. I think that is what I'm saying is what most Israeli feel. And actually, as I said before, I think most of the world takes it seriously that Israel is not ready and shouldn't be ready to accept this type of genocidal organization next to its border. Basically, over 1 million Israelis were terrorized for years by the Qassam missiles. And we have every right in the world to defend ourselves.
Okay, Patrick.
And to go back to the two-state solution.
Quick response from Patrick
Seale. I think that the two-state solution is indeed further away.
Okay.
Because the Palestinian national movement is a dysfunctional national movement.
All right, let's get a response from Patrick Seale.
Well, genocidal, he said, genocidal. 20 Israelis have been killed in the last 8 years. Several thousand Palestinians have been killed. Over 1,000 just in the last 3 weeks.
What about their ideology?
What is he talking about? The ideology. The truth is that Hamas was becoming more moderate. It was distancing itself from its charter. And that is why Israel attacked. Israel wants to radicalize the Palestinians so that it can then say, how can we negotiate with someone who wants to kill us? That is their propaganda line. The truth is they are not ready for serious negotiations.
Okay.
Every Israeli leader since 1948 has tried to avoid negotiations which would involve giving up territory. They want the whole of historic Palestine. That's the trouble.
Let's go to Abdel Bari Atwan. Abdel Bari Atwan, we've seen Hugo Chavez and Evo Morales of Venezuela and Bolivia cutting ties with Israel. Is it an embarrassment to the Arab leaders that these two leaders down in South America are taking a stance against Israel, yet the Arab leaders seem in some ways complicit, in some ways just nonchalantly ignoring what Israel is doing?
Of course it is a huge embarrassment. Why Bolivia and Venezuela are cutting relation with Israel, the Arab governments or certain Arab governments are consolidating their relation with Israel. And we see the biggest Arab country, which is Egypt, behaving as a mediator, a neutral mediator between the Israelis and Hamas, which is a front to the Arab leadership. So I think one of the Kuwaiti MPs actually asked to remove the Arab League and to send it to Caracas, because that's a more honorable place for to be there. And I agree with him. I think it is awful, the Arab reaction, the Arab governmental reaction toward these atrocities in Gaza is shameful. I think the Arabs should stop that, and they should stop this carnage against the Palestinian. Otherwise, they will be seen as a collaborator in the eyes of many people, not only in the Arab world, but in the international community. It is, honestly, I am ashamed to be Arabs now, while those people are very sympathetic and very actually active in trying to stop this war and put pressure on the Israelis, while the Arab government, for example, are trying to soften their position, trying to let the Israeli accomplish their job by ethnic cleansing the Palestinian people in Gaza Strip under the pretext of protecting the Israeli from these primitive, harmless missiles which launched by Hamas.
Gentlemen, it's been a great discussion. I really enjoyed interviewing you three. Patrick Seal in Paris, in Doha, Abdelbari Atwan, and in Tel Aviv, who joined us for the second half of the program, Ephraim Imbar. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us, gentlemen. And thank you so much, the viewer, for joining us here on this edition of Inside Story. As always, we welcome your comments, your suggestions, your questions. Please email them to us at insidestory@aljazeera.net. Insidestory@aljazeera.net is the address. Bye-bye for now.